Kristen Smith joins us now from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, having
Kristen Smith, who blanked out on all Bee Gees songs right as you said that. So
Staying Alive is like the obvious one, and then it just kind of it goes from there.
So I have the short and sweet business beat, but no Bee Gees renditions. I'm calling Aaron, every time I come in here, it is crazier weather. It changes so from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Right.
So in honor of the wacky weather and the like 15 million places I need to be all at once this Wednesday, I'm calling today Wacky Wednesday.
Is that more than usual?
It seemed to be more than usual. When I was looking at my calendar and seeing what I wanted to talk about today, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to be, like, after I leave you, I need to be so many different places. But it means exciting things are going on. We just had our economic outlook briefing. I appreciated WCHL's coverage of the event. Economic outlook looks good. We had really positive respondents from our economic condition survey, and I think this activity is a good sign.
One of the things that comes out of the economic outlook briefing, there's the briefing itself. Gregory Miller was there. Gregory Miller.
Not Smith.
I wrote the story. I put Smith. I apologize.
As much as I'd like to claim him as a relative. We were lucky to have chief economist from SunTrust, Gregory Miller, give us the forecast, who told us, did you know that 50% of Russian economy is made up of
oil. Comes from oil. I wouldn't have guessed 50%, but it's significant.
Learn new things at the briefing.
And it was a positive outlook briefing generally, and then Aaron Nelson gave the results of the local economic conditions survey, and they were pretty strong too, better numbers than a couple of years ago, which we expect. The economy is getting a little bit better. Do you find that, what's the response rate for the survey? I wasn't sure how to read those numbers.
We have about 1,200 members, and we should try to do a more scientific survey where we ask the business owner. But I really like, we had a mix, we had about 50 employers respond, and mix of nonprofit and business, and ask some new questions. Ask people, do they think their local elected officials are pro-business? Do they think they're going to hire? And we just were really pleased with the results, that people are feeling optimistic about the economy.
And one of the things that jumped out at me out of that survey, we've been talking about affordability and economic sustainability in our community, and it always comes back to the question of the living wage, seems to. And that was one of the questions on the survey. Do you pay your employees, or what percentage of employees do you pay? Was it $12.76 an hour, I think, was the
where the break was? I don't know, and I can come back and do a deeper dive into it. But I think what we were saying is, at least from our members, we think that people are paying the majority, the overwhelming majority of their employees, more than the minimum wage.
And I think 53% of the people who, I'm trying to recall these numbers off the top of my head, but it was something like a slight majority of respondents to the survey said, yes, we pay 100% of our employees more than that living wage number, which was great. I was listening to that, and I was thinking, oh God, I really hope that it's just not the businesses who do that responded to the survey, and the ones who didn't. We just want to answer that question.
We might
have to call
on some survey experts. Actually, we can focus the short and sweet business beat next week on wages. Mm-hmm. It'll be Wacky Wages Wednesday wacky weather.
We'll have
weather.
To keep adding W's every single time.
Exactly.
Come May, this is going to be really difficult. We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. It is Wacky Wednesday because there's a lot going on in the community. If you care about the local economy, local business, there's a lot of events to see and do, including today at the Friday Center, an information session. We talked about this from Triangle Transit on light rail.
They are presenting the results of their environmental study for the proposed light rail from Orange to Durham County. Now, the chamber has been supportive of a regional plan that includes Wake County. We've been supportive of the funding. Your taxes in Orange County, sales taxes are a half cent higher with that going towards regional transit. But today, from 4 to 7 at the Friday Center, they'll provided information on the project from the going from the UNC Hospital Station to Duke VA Medical Center stations, and hope folks can stop by. I think as I learned today listening to WCHL that the first presentation will be at 4:15, and I think on the hour until
4:15, 5:15, 6:15. So you don't have to be there for the full 3 hours, which is very nice.
Which is really important.
Great for you because you can get to go to one of the other 14 million events.
Speaking of which, well, the most enticing invite was from the Franklin. They are a new Hilton boutique brand called Curio. They're part of the Curio collection. They are having cocktails and inviting people to tour their rooms. They're one of five local hotels that have received national awards this year. The Franklin Hotel with number one guest service scores, the Carolina Inn in Siena with four diamond ratings and top awards for guest satisfaction and staff service. Sheraton and Hampton Inn also got top awards. Sheraton with top performing guest service, workplace excellence, and sales excellence. And Hampton Inn in Carrboro's first hotel, Deal of the Year award for the Hampton Hotels brand.
Nice. So if you want to be a tourist in your own town,
exactly,
you've got a lot of great options.
I'm all for the staycation. I think I've stayed at almost all of those hotels. So.
What's your? Okay, can I ask what your favorite is? I can't do that.
They're like children. They're all special. I don't love one more than the other.
Is that today at the Franklin?
That's today the Franklin. Yeah. Most enticing invite that I got: Triangle Transit Info Session. If you are a member of the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors, we hope that you'll go to Buzz, the GCHAR's networking event. They're at Bean and Barrel from 5 to 7 p.m. in Governor's Village, and you can win up to $300 of prizes.
Nice.
So if you are a local realtor, head on to Buzz.
And GCHAR is the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. I love anagrams. Acronyms.
We can
I don't know
anagrams
the word for
too.
It.
Don't even
get me started.
So the other acronym, Buzz. Is actually an acronym.
It's
for Brokers Unwinding with Zest and Zeal. Say that, you know.
I'm impressed you got two Z's in there.
But
when you said Brokers Unwinding with a Nap, is that what the rest of it? No, Zest and Zeal.
Exactly. So okay. Head to Bean and Barrel. We're going to do alliteration along with acronyms and anagrams.
Is Realtors also an acronym? Because I see that capitalized.
No, it's a trademarked term.
Really?
And not an acronym, but okay. I appreciate that.
I've always wondered
that
about
question.
That.
I promise next week I'll be able
we'll
to do more on wages and maybe an acronym
for
realtor.
We'll make a note.
And then speaking of housing,
on,
realtors.
On wacky wages and wordy Wednesday.
Wacky wages and wordy Wednesday. I'm not going to be able to get out my last part about wacky Wednesday because I'm giggling so much. But talking about realtors, talking about housing, at the public library, Dr. Ann Joyner, who is president at Cedar Grove Institute for Sustainable Communities. She is going to be talking about affordable housing from 5 to 6:30. I think my hope is of all these invitations that I get to hear and talk about this because this is such a pressing issue from our community, which is why I'm going to try this segue. It is so exciting to hear a new deal for public employees for UNC, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro in Orange County. Eller Capital has announced a exciting housing initiative, and they are also our host. If you are not worn out from Wacky Wednesday, they are host for our Business After Hours tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. Come see newly renovated apartments at Midtown 501. We'd love to see you there. We'll have Spirits from Top of the Hill, Catering from the Pig, Magic and Entertainment from Joel Givens, and I've heard Ramesses will actually be there. Now, I'm a little concerned because I think he should be in Jacksonville, Florida, but I have heard that Ramesses will be at Business After Hours tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30 at Midtown 501.
And I can say that Midtown 501 is a great looking place because I used to live there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, come on down and you'll feel just right at home. So, in your old digs.
So, all of that going on just in the next 30 hours, I guess.
I think so. Yeah. You ready? I need another cup of coffee. So, all right. Join us on Wacky Wednesday. Learn about transit. Network with realtors and affordable housing. Yes. These are pressing community issues, and I promise it'll be a less wacky and a shorter and sweeter business beat next week.
It will be a wacky, wild, wages and wordy, wonderful Wednesday next week with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carver.
Too many W's. We need to spread them out. We need to spread the wealth that we need to.
Wealthy Wednesday.
Yeah, wealthy
even
Wednesday.
Better.
Yeah. I hope so.
So that'll be next week. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver, Chamber of Commerce. And before we let you go, last question. Where do you have the Tar Heels going in the tournament?
Well, everyone says, oh, have you filled out your bracket? I'm like, every year I pick them to win it all. So it's an easy bracket for me all to right. fill out. I think they're definitely – I don't make predictions, but I think they're definitely going to – be in the Sweet 16. So I'm hoping for the Heels to go far in the big dance, and certainly we'll be cheering them on.
All right. CarolinaChamber.org, by the way, is the website if you want to know more about all of those events and get links and full calendar of cool events to see and do today and tomorrow and beyond. So check that out. Kristen Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Aaron, thanks for having me on.